Kia ora and welcome back to The Burnt Breakfast. And I'm very, very excited to have in the studio right now the Bondage Queen, multi-award winning cabaret artist Jojo Bellini. Welcome.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
First time in Christchurch as well. Welcome.
Is. Thank you. Yes, it's quite an interesting time to be in Aotearoa in general, really.
Yes, yes.
It's first time in Christchurch. And last night, I was just saying before, last night, one of the comedians that because I emceed at Good Times Comedy Club last night, was showing me what Christchurch used to look like before you guys had the big earthquake. Oh, my goodness.
Different place, isn't it?
Very different. I'm living next to a building site at the moment. Yep, it's quite amazing.
And it's so real. For a city just to be like, right, we have to rebuild the whole thing.
I know,
you just don't get that.
It is quite amazing. I mean, I do think you guys maybe should have taken a little bit of a leaf from Napier's, book and gone, we're just going to go all Art Deco, darlings,
Art Decos.
It's like you have a clean slate, make it beautiful.
Why did that go out of fashion? I love it.
Oh, same.
Lady with taste in here. Anyway, the Bondage Queen. This is so exciting to have in the studio. So you're playing a show tomorrow night at Good Times.
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Tell us about it. I feel like I can't describe this as well as you can.
Amazing. So the show is called Bondage Queen Sings the Hits, and it is about everything kinky, fetishy, and BDSM. All your favorite dreams are going to come true, trust me. There's going to be, it's very salacious. There's a lot of PVC. There's a massive flogger. There's lots of naughty things along the way. And the thing is that when I say sings the hits, I mean the ultimate hits. And the ultimate hits are everything that is 80s. So if you love your 80s music, come on down. Now, the thing I have found, I've been in Aotearoa for 3 years now.
Yes.
I got stuck in lockdown and ended up...
Yeah, it wasn't so much by choice, was it?
No! So I came here on a three-month contract to do the PR and marketing for the NZ Fringe Festival in 2020.
Cool.
And then on the 20th of March, my flight back to the UK got cancelled. Everything got cancelled. Cancel. And I spoke to my partner back in the UK, and they said to me, look, just don't come back. It's a bin fire over here. And so I ended up staying all through lockdown, and then I started making a career. And then I said to my partner, maybe I'll just stay a bit longer. And they were like, yes, that sounds fantastic. Now, this sounds like a very sad story to most of you out there. No, what I'm going to say is I've been with my partner for 18 years. And if you're in a long-term relationship, I just want you to know the best way to keep that relationship alive is polyamory.
Right. Oh, this is a conversation I like. Yeah, I can believe that's true, though. Mm. I can absolutely believe that's true. So has your partner come here yet?
No. Okay. I'm actually meeting up with them for the first time in 3 years, next week in Perth, Western Australia, of all places.
Oh, okay.
Because they're getting flown, they're a performer as well, and they're getting flown down from the UK to Perth. And it's both of our hometowns, so we're kind of like, let's kill all birds with one stone.
Yeah, right.
See the whānau that we haven't seen in forever, see each other that we haven't seen in forever, and just have a fabulous time. But back to the show. I'm really excited. I've won awards for this show. It's one of those things that you think you're going to know what you're going to get, but you have no idea what you're going to get. I've got three different costume changes. There's all these different weird and wonderful things going on stage, and I've also sold over 50% of my tickets so far. So if you want in, you better get in now.
Yeah, well, and also 50% is not 100%, so you can still get those tickets.
Correct.
And absolutely go get them. So how did this show come about?
So the thing is, I've been in the BDSM scene around the world for about, you know when you don't realize you like something until you try it. And there's a fetish for everything, people. There definitely is.
Yes,
and the thing is, and so the moment I started getting into the kink scene, I was like, oh yes, this is for me, and this is exactly what I want with my life. And the great thing about it is it's all about play. It's all about having a good time. And you know, when it comes down to it, genders and sexualities and that kind of stuff, they all go out the window if you're having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the most inclusive. It's one of the most inclusive sexualities you can possibly think of.
Because I've
played with people of every size, type, gender, ethnicity, and it's just fabulous.
And you know, I think people, you know, often get intimidated by it, but it is just another form of self-expression at the end of the day.
It really is. And what it comes down to, it actually just comes down to communication and lube, people.
Exactly. And, you know, I think BDSM has always been a really, the core backbone of it has been communication.
Yes.
And in kind of this more aware kind of time we're in, where, you know, consent is such an important issue things like that. You know, BDSM can actually teach us a lot.
Oh, completely. Well, the thing is when all this stuff came out about consent and that kind of stuff, I'm like, well, I've been practicing consent, you know, for the past 20 years. Mm. Yeah, I started when I was 2. No, I'm such an old. I'm such an old lady. I'm such an old lady, trust me. So I've been practicing consent for well over 20 years that I've been in this scene, because what it comes down to is the pleasure of someone else should be everybody's main priority.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your partner's pleasure should be the priority. And when it comes down to that, if you don't communicate with them, if they're enjoying themselves or if you're enjoying yourself, you're always going to have a bad sexual experience.
Well, and you know, at the end of the day, if you're focused on them, they're focused on you, you're both going to have a good time.
Exactly.
You know? I'm absolutely loving this chat. We'll be back right after Walls by Uno. Enjoy.